Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you missed it, our three-leg parlay bet on a Friday for the NFL. No Chiefs game this Friday or this Sunday, so we do the NFL. It's brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports betting the way it should be, coming soon to Missouri with Circus Sports. I had the Seahawks winning at the spread, -6.5 over Arizona. Bob has Roma Dunze over 52.5 yards receiving, and Kramer has Judkins of the Browns scoring a touchdown. Parlay that all together, it's +491, so... You know, a little bit of almost basically 5-1 odds to win that that there for you. So we'll see what happens. Sean Smith joins us now. Mr. Smith, the Royals, the Chiefs with a bye week. I want to ask you, what's the most important thing for an NFL player during the bye week?
The most important thing is to get your mind back, to recover, get the body back right, and just try to reset and finish the second half of the season strong.
You know, you mentioned the mind first before the body, and we were talking about that with Mitch Holtis earlier, you know, in the show, and getting the mind right, right? And how important is that in the NFL? Like, people don't really understand how important it is to get that mental break, too.
I mean, the mental break is serious. I mean, even from your family, from the coaching staff always getting on you, just everything, the fans, the media, and everything that you deal with, it's a lot. It's a toll on your body, and if you have the right support system, like I always tell you guys, and certain stuff around you, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming. And so you get this opportunity to kind of, you know, just reflect and look back. If you're Chris Jones, how are you looking back at the first half of the season?
I'm looking at it at, I'm going to give it a low B, like an 82. It's performance. I'm going to give it a low between 79 and 82. That's what his grade is right now to me. I'll just come back. We got, what, 8 games remaining? Out of them 8 games, we got to win 7 out of the 8 if we really want to say we want to go back to the Super Bowl.
So you would say that you can't get it, to the Super Bowl. You don't think you can get in the playoffs at 11-6?
Yeah, I think we get in the playoffs at 11-6. Yeah, we'll get in the playoffs at 11-6, but it's just for us, getting to the playoffs is not what we want anymore. Now, the standard has been set. It's Super Bowl or bust for us, pretty much. If that's just the standard that's right. Been set in Kansas City now. So it's like, why settle for less just to get in the playoffs? Yeah, we're going to say that because we started out 0-2, but we got back. We're getting healthy. We shouldn't have lost the other night, but, you know, stuff happens. And, you know, we've seen Denver and Vegas play yesterday. So we see what we're up against. We just got to do what we're supposed to do. Control what we can control. Enjoy the bye, get everybody back, and enjoy this mental reset as you see what's going on in the world right now, just everything.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I think you can win the Super Bowl at 11-6. They've won. They've done that before. But, I mean, Sean, tell me who scares you the most when you look at the teams above the Chiefs, Jags, Steelers, Patriots.
No, I'm not worried about the Jags. Right. The Jets, we should have won that game.
Okay.
You know that.
Yeah.
But I mean, not worried about Colts. They can't beat good teams. They've lost to the Rams and they lost last week to the Steelers.
The Colts is just, you know how you have that one-year wonder? The Colts are on Danny Dimes' one-year wonder right now, just being honest with you.
Yeah.
And right now, Denver is, what, 8-3? Denver
eight and
are winning all the close, 8-2. I'm saying 8-3, they'll lose when we play them. So, speaking of existence. If you look at, Denver is last year version of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
When we was winning the games by 1 point, you know, the close games, that's what Denver's doing. Because Denver is not a great football team to me. You know what I mean? Their defense is great because they get a lot of sacks and pressures. But when you look at the grand scheme, they should have lost yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They probably should have lost the last five games that they've played.
Yes. If you look at from week five to now, they should have lost the last five games. I think they put up a stat show that they barely won. They should have even lost to the Jets.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just a matter of the Chiefs controlling what we can control, and that's sharpening up our defense, better offense, and for sure, damn sure our special teams.
Well, you say that, what we can control, and that's why I look at this Chiefs team, and I'm just like, look, every game that they've lost this year is really because of them. It's not necessarily because of their opponent, right?
We beat ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like the opponent just came out and really just figuratively beat our ass, like, silent, you know, belt the ass on us. No, we made the dumb mistakes or waited too long to get going, and that's why coaches used to hear all the time, we got to start fast and finish strong.
Well, how do you do that then? How do you start fast?
Start fast by scoring on the opening drive and stopping teams getting turnovers.
Yeah.
We got to get turnovers. We haven't got a lot of turnovers like we used to.
Right.
The defense is doing bend but not break, but we got to – like I tell you before, we're a different team when we play with a lead.
Yeah, no doubt. I think everybody is, obviously. But also, too, I think there needs to be some self-scouting and going, okay, we didn't have Pacheco, but we still were having success running the football.
We ran the ball well.
Yeah, but only 11 times, dude. Like, they didn't do it enough.
Ran the ball well. I think we should have stuck with it. But there's also, no, sometimes Mahomes with a little bit of overthrow sometimes. On Thornhill on the one, it's a touchdown. You know what I mean? It's just little things like that. Not making, you know, we didn't have a lot of penalties though. That was a good thing. So, I mean, stuff like that is how you get better.
Sean, if you were Chris Jones, what would you be doing this bye week?
Because people say it's an off week, but it's a bye week, but it is a bye week. But you have practice at least 2 days, I think, mm-hmm. right? So, but after the 2 days, I probably, depending on what it, I might have went to Cabo for 3 days. Being honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. Somewhere I can get away for 3 days or somewhere where it's on water and you just relax and get nothing but massages and relax, man.
No doubt.
No, Deshaun Watson type of massages, regular massage. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want the fans to get excited out there, you know?
Yeah, speaking of Deshaun, I wanted to ask you about the Browns and Shedeur Sanders. Obviously, they've got nothing going for them in Cleveland, the town, the team, any of that kind of stuff, right? Do you think they should let Shedeur Sanders play the rest of the way? And if not, why?
I give it two takes. Yeah, you can let him play, but then you also got the risk of him getting hurt.
So,
hey, you got nothing to lose. Get them out there. Let them get the experience. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Right.
Just like today's our last football high school game, coach. We're not going to the playoffs, so it's our last game.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the seniors, you're going to play, but guess what? The minute you mess up, I'm playing a freshman. I'm on to next year.
Yeah.
No offense, but, hey, you don't want to play. I'm going to play somebody that's going to give me some effort and play hard.
Yeah,
that's just how it goes.
When people check out, somebody else checks in. It's the way we were always taught when we were kids playing sports. Sean, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you next week when the Chiefs play the Donkeys.
Oh, yes, most definitely. But you guys forgot one thing, though. Don't be surprised after the season is over, a trade goes down, or that we get Breece Hall in free agency.
Oh, okay. I like the prediction. I mean, I would love it if they had him in the backfield for sure right now.
We went for it. We tried, but they wanted a third-round pick. We're not giving a third-round pick back. So.
No doubt. No. Sean, we appreciate the time, man. Be safe, be easy.
All right, have a good one.
You too. I like that. Go to Cabo for 3 days? Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? That's what you should do.
Yeah,
you absolutely should do.
Check the F out, man.
No, you absolutely, absolutely 100% should be doing that.
I wonder how many guys actually do that.
A lot.
Yeah, just
a lot. Because this whole thing years ago, it was Jeff Schwartz, not Mitchell Schwartz at the time, was on a plane. It was the 2012 season, I believe. And he was going away for the bye week and put a picture on. He was on the plane or whatever. And somebody, where's your playbook? You know, one of those type of guys was out there. These guys go away and they deserve a break. You know, they're busting their ass every single day to have a week off, just like, you know, normal people get during the course of their work year. It's great. They should get away from everything.
That's what Alex did.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, some announcement from the college football world, plus the Chiefs being America's team, maybe? We don't know. We'll find out here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Hey, don't forget, you can go to 96.5thefan.com for your chance to win an exclusive limited edition KC Current bobblehead of star forward Tim Washowinga, presented by H&R Block, celebrating 70 years of tax expertise with hometown roots in the soccer capital of America. They got a big playoff game on Saturday. Going to be cold. Sunday, going to be cold. Going to be cold, 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 cold. High of 35 that day. So brace yourself.
Very cold outside. Very cold.
Freezing cold.
Not going to be cold tonight for the high school football, though. I'm looking forward to that tonight, going over and seeing Bayshore taking on DeSoto. Mm-hmm. And you're going over to see Blue Springs South tonight, right? Got that one going on. So a lot of good games going on this week.
Playoff football and high school football, baby. It's the early sign of letting you know that football season is coming to an end.
I know. It sucks. Like, it feels like it just started. Like, high school and college football end so early, and then the NFL goes into February, and you're like, damn, all the other ones ended before Thanksgiving.
No doubt. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we'll get to our Richards of the Week. I saw something on Twitter. It's from How About Those Chiefs. They do that podcast. He said, watching this game last night makes me want to eat paint chips. That was pretty solid. That game was horrible.
It was a terrible game last night, and that's why
watch
you know,
it all.
but see, that's the thing. It's the NFL.
Close.
Yeah, no, you can. It's 10-7. I mean, like it's just a look. That's the NFL in a nutshell, right there. And it's why I sit here every day and I say, guys, I'm not worried about this team at all, because I look around and I see what the competition is out there, and I'm not wowed by it. I'm not wowed by Denver last night, but I'm also not wowed by a lot of the stuff that we've done, you know, as a member of the Chiefs organization, from, you know, some turnovers that we've had to, you know, penalties that we've had to, you know, just not playing our best football at certain times throughout the course of the season. And so that's what the bye week needed to be about for everybody. I think when you look from top to bottom in that organization, it's not about anybody else. It's about what we need to do to get better, because the Chiefs right now are still the most talented football team in the NFL. They have to start playing like the most talented football team in the NFL. Otherwise, what we're saying, and, you know, Mac and his Max Pack every week having him as a top five team, and all the talking heads around the league that are still saying the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, they've got to go out there and start proving that to all of us that have been behind them, and start rewarding everybody and saying, yeah, we are still the best team in the NFL. We're still going to go out there and take care of business. And they need to do that. Like, we're now past that point of, I don't want to say the point of no return, but we're past the point of where you can screw up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, you've done it enough this season, and so you don't want to continue to put yourself behind more eight balls. And so you just got to go out there and get this win against Denver. And, guys, I don't know at what point of the season this year I've watched, and I've watched a lot of Denver football, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. They had that Jet game. They had the Giant game. They had the Eagle game. Like all these games. I have not walked away from a Denver game yet this year and went, man, I'm impressed by blank. Yes, their defensive line is good. We knew that going in. That's not a surprise. Have you been wowed by really anything that Denver has done so far this season? Because I haven't.
The Giants game, yes, because I understand that you can take the narrative and say the Giants kind of pissed away that game and gave it to Denver, but Denver didn't like shut the door and run away. I mean, they outscored them 33-13 in the fourth quarter. I mean, they put up 33 points in the
fourth quarter. I know, it's nuts.
That's pretty alarming. But the Jets game, interesting. 13-11. But again, that's one of those weird foreign games where you go across the pond, whether you played in London or Ireland. I think it was Ireland. And it's just one of those goofy sort of things. I'm interested to see what they do when they play the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think these teams have similarities, but not really. If that makes any sense, I'll explain. Denver is basically telling their defense, keep us in the game and don't give up anything, which I think Denver is on a record pace for sacks this season. They had 5 again last night. Benito is just getting unmatched. Like, just, I'm sure Kramer, a Raiders fan, watched that. It's just like 15 is in the backfield every single play, and they just wouldn't double him.
At one point, you see Michael Mayer and Brock Bowers guarding him.
Yeah, finally they put 2 on him.
Well, a little bit too late for that. But
right, definitely. And it was just every single play, there's 15. I cannot see that. And then when they did start doubling him, then that big Allen son of a buck was in the middle.
Yeah, he was. That guy was
kind of a little dirty, too. A little dirty.
Well, I mean, yeah, especially that Geno Smith one late.
That's Denver, baby. Yeah.
Yep, they've always been cheaters.
We saw the hit on C.J. Stroud last week.
Yep.
That was dirty.
Right.
So that's...
Well, look who their coach is.
Correct.
I mean, look,
it all adds up.
That A.H. was suspended for an entire year for putting bounties on people, right? Do you think he's really going to stop? You know, you are who you are in this world,
which
right?
is why I think it's fun to get fired up about this, because we finally, and my buddy Travis sent me this as well, we finally have a game of the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs where it's go time.
When was the last time we had where both teams were legitimately good? You know, was it the final year of Peyton Manning where we were 9-0 and went up there and did the show at Sanchez's muffler shop that we did the show at and had all these Chiefs fans in the parking lot of Sanchez's muffler shop in Denver? It was unbelievable. Of course, 610 Sports Radio threw a party in a muffler shop in
As
Denver.
You should.
It was unbelievable.
Makes sense.
We had hundreds of people there. It was outstanding, this muffler shop. I'm like, we're standing in the and like I don't even know what it was.
But is that where Mark Sanchez got stabbed?
It was, yes, yeah. But it was unbelievable. I'll still never forget that. And so the Chiefs were 9-0, and you thought, this is, hey, all right, we can get an opportunity to win,
right?
And Denver promptly kicked our ass in that game and said, we're still the big dogs on campus right now.
you look at the odds in Vegas, the Kansas City Chiefs are -3 in this game going into Denver. That lets you know where the mindset is, and that's why we asked earlier, who's more believable of their record, the Denver Broncos being 8-2, the Chiefs being 5-4, and then you go look at where everything is according to Vegas lines. The Chiefs to win the AFC West is 145, Denver's 105.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like they're running away from it. The Chiefs to win the AFC is +300, the Buffalo Bills the favorite at +330. And then you look at the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, they're +650. The Buffalo Bills are +600.
And Buffalo's the favorite at +600.
Yeah, and they just beat that Chiefs team. Right. And they were the better team on that field. But again, according to the odds, they're not that much better. Denver, not that much better. And when you look at Denver's defense, what they're going to try to do is use that four-man rush to disrupt that offensive line, which that offensive line, we think Mitch Holt is still kind of up in arms with it about what we will see from Josh Simmons. He thinks the uptick will happen. Mm-hmm. Sean Smith lets us know you still kind of practice 1 or 2 days during your bye week, and then you get back into the full motion next week. And we'll see that offensive line hopefully start to get back to where it was gelling against that Jacksonville defense. I don't think it was the best that night, but they were still protecting Mahomes, and he was able to do what he wanted to do. And similar to that Detroit game, which was the first game we lost Josh Simmons, but he might be back and playing against Denver, which would be huge and beneficial, especially if they're going to send those outside guys that they can do when they have that sort of talent. So, but I look at the Chiefs offense and I'm like, okay, the Chiefs defense and the Broncos defense, I'll give the slider edge to the Denver Broncos
defense.
But like the odds, it's not like it's outstanding far and away where it's like, oh, the Chiefs are the Cowboys defense and the Broncos are the Broncos. No,
if we had the Denver Broncos defensive line here, we'd be undefeated. Mm. And I do mean that. We would be an undefeated football team.
If they had Patrick Mahomes, they'd be undefeated.
They'd probably be undefeated too.
Right.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Like that's how slim the margins are with football teams, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're one or two players away from being very good and very dominating, and we need Chris Jones to be, you know, we need Chris Jones to be Chris Jones, quite frankly, for the final 8 games of this season. And we can sit here until we're blue in the face and complain about running backs or complain about wide receivers or complain about anything on the offensive side of the ball. At the end of the day, this team is going to go as far as Chris Jones is going to allow this team to go. And I know somebody had said that the other day, and we were kind of talking about it. And it's really something that's kind of stuck with me for the last couple of days. This season is going to come down to whether or not Chris Jones remembers how to play football like the Chris Jones of old, or if we've seen Chris Jones of, you know, now, and it's the guy who should be retired as of play instead of playing. Then it could be a long kind of stretch in the postseason for this organization. But I think, you know, the success for the final 8 games and into the playoffs, it all ends and starts, in my opinion, with the production of Chris Jones. It just has to be better than what it was. Of all of your superstars, he was the weakest performer in the first half of the season, and it's not even close.
Yeah, and I think this is, and I piggyback off what Steven Sirtis said as he was filling in for Alex Gold yesterday, this is probably the most important buy for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. They're coming up both their worst game together in a game, I think, in maybe a long time or maybe the first time, but they were both not good. And I think it's okay to say that about Andy Reid sometimes. Like, hey, man, the run game was working. Why'd you run away from it? No pun intended. Why are you not adjusting to this four-man front that's coming in at your offensive line when you've seen this before? Like, you should have an out when it comes to this defense because you saw Philadelphia doing the Super Bowl. You've seen Tampa Bay do it. And then Buffalo tried to gimmick it as well and try to make the same things happen. And it worked out in their favor because Spags was great in the second half.
Yeah, fine.
They gave up 7 points. And I don't think that you have to worry about that. But I do look at this Denver matchup. And Denver's doing exactly what they should be doing this year. They're winning games. Like we've heard from Mitch, from you, from a lot of people, they are almost identical to what the Chiefs were doing last year. And people are going to say, well, the Chiefs were, you know, 9-0, 8-0, whatever it was, and be like, yeah, but they won on a blocked field goal. They won on a, you know, a snap that got mishandled by the center and the quarterback and the Vegas Raiders. And they won on a, you know, a penalty that got called. Like, okay, but they won.
But they won.
And that's what Denver's doing. And I'm not discrediting anything with Denver. But again, they're barely winning those games. Can they win those games against a team like the Chiefs who, again, can't afford to lose, have a mentality of kind of like backs against the wall, and yet everything is still out there to grab? Like, you could still get the AFC West. You could still get the number one seed. You could still get in the playoffs. But again, it starts with this bye week because it starts with the self-reflection of, hey, this isn't the years past where we could just kind of steamroll through, which, not saying they steamrolled through the West, but it always seemed by about
week 13. Oh, they did for a while, yeah.
For a little bit, and it was like by week 13 and 14, you're like, we're not going to see the starters in week 17 or 18, or we're not going to see them in week 16 or 17. And I think that what they can do the best this week is, right, get the mental right, get the physical right, but then also
kind of like self-reflect, like, okay, we're 5-4 because of why. And if everybody kind of puts that inside their mental area of going into the next game, you can go into that Denver game, because Denver, they win by 2 against the Jets. They win by 3 against the Broncos, or against the Raiders. And I'm not going to say that this would happen, but I would say that if the Chiefs played the Jets, I feel like they would beat them by more than 2 points. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact they beat the Raiders 31-0, and they played them at home. So did Denver. Now, again, they didn't play them on Thursday night, but they still beat the Raiders 31-0. And the Raiders were kind of in charge of that game for the first half. Denver looked flat. And I think that if you're looking for that fast start, this is one of those games where that could be massive in this sort of game, because Denver's defense is going to come after Patrick Mahomes. But if your offense can go out there and start fast and their offense can't do anything, then you have a pretty massive advantage against a team that wants to win defensive games. And they can't do that if they're getting beat 10-0 right out of the chute.
Well, but also too, you've got to be Andy Reid, and you've got to play into the strengths of your team versus the Denver Broncos this week, right? I just saw this insane stat pop up, right? This is unbelievable. The Broncos have 109 sacks since the start of last year, 2024. The number two team on that list has 72. The Broncos have 37 more sacks than the second best team in the past year and a half when it comes to the sacking the quarterback. So here's what we're going to do on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. We're going to run the effing football, okay? We're not going to allow the biggest strength of the Denver Broncos to go out there and be an impact on this game. We're going to go out there, and we are going to have to establish the run with Denver. And I know Andy doesn't like the run. That's fine. I don't like a lot of things too, but sometimes I know you have to do them if you want to have success, right? We all have those things in our life that we necessarily don't like to do, but we know if we do them, it's going to be a lot more fun. And that's where running the football comes in for Andy Reid. You're going against a defensive front that is unbelievably awesome. Your offensive line has got some question marks on it at this point in time. Why not do something that can see positive results early on? Because, you know, Sean Smith mentioned starting fast. I'm with him. Go down that field and score an opening drive touchdown. Three and outs are useless, right? We don't need to be doing that kind of stuff. That's not taking advantage of an opportunity. Going three and out is wasting an opportunity. And so if they're going to pin their ears back and they're going to want to come back out and get you delayed handoffs, draw plays, run plays, inside runs, make those guys on that defensive line start going upfield and you go right past them. That's where Andy Reid needs to kind of come into, you know, his own and realize that this may be the week that we're not going to put up 700 yards passing. And that's okay. We need to run the football in this one.
It would be nice to see it. I mean, I've given up on it because Kling has taught me well and said,
yes,
to stop rooting, trying to see if the Chiefs are going to run the football, which I would love to see it, even if it is using Patrick Mahomes' mobility.
Right.
Because I know that scared them a lot early on in the season, and a lot of fans as well, to see that Patrick Mahomes was running every single game. And then we played Buffalo, and he didn't do it at all. And that seemed like a game where it was like, hey, Pat, this seems like where you could use your legs, because these defenders, and I saw the play that they got 4th-and-17 on where they actually did kind of juke out Bosa, because Mahomes played that as like he was going to take off, and Bosa ran up the field for like 2 yards. And then when Mahomes didn't take off and he realized it, like, where was more of that?
Right.
And if that's going to be the case with Denver, if they're just going to say, hey, our four guys anchored by Benito and Allen, we're just going to pin our ears back and absolutely try to bull rush Patrick Mahomes, then incorporate some of those game plans where you can move your legs or use Patrick Mahomes' mobility to kind of get them off their rocker a little bit, and then start incorporating those runs. But I don't care how you run the ball, Bob and Kramer, just run the ball.
Well, what happened to the bootleg? You know, like faking right. Everybody to the left and coming rolling out and going right and going down the field. Like, we see those plays. You can't play in fear. And obviously it's worked for this team, not having the quarterback sneak and all that kind of stuff. But we're at a new kind of phase where we haven't really been before, and that's chasing everybody. And sometimes when you're chasing everybody, you have to do things that are a little bit different than maybe you normally wanted to do. And so I would love some naked bootlegs with Patrick Mahomes. I'd love to see more inside the tackle running game and, you know, that power running game in this game against the Denver Broncos. But what do I know, right? Like, we're sitting here talking about all this kind of stuff, and Andy, I know, is listening. Good morning, Andy. And he's probably saying, these guys are idiots. They have no idea what we're going to do and how we're going to show up against the Denver Broncos. And he's right about that. But what we can say is, this is how I would do it. And I think the majority of Chiefs fans probably kind of feel that way now. Like, let's not abandon the run. Let's not get away from it. There was no reason to get away from it against Buffalo.
I want some more play action. Give me some more play action under center. Under center, please.
Yeah, well, that doesn't happen all that much either.
No.
That's why he wants more of it.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody goes under center anymore, right?
I guess so.
You just don't see that kind of stuff in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what they can do to kind of change things up a little bit, because they do need to change things up. They need to figure out what team they really want to be this year, how they want to execute against teams that seem to be, you know, trying to take them out of the game early and often. I think that in this game against the Denver Broncos, I think getting out to a early lead is more important than it was against Buffalo.
Because I don't think Denver can come back.
Well, they also just, yeah, exactly. I mean, the Buffalo has Josh Allen. Yeah. They have Bo Nix. I don't trust fully Bo Nix. You know, that's not a biased homer take. I look at this offense versus that defense, as opposed to last night. If that game was 10-0 Denver to start the game, it was over.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Raiders were in that game is because Denver wasn't scoring, and the Vegas Raiders scored first. They went up 7-0, then it was 7-7, and then by the end of it, it was only 10-7. So, like, if you can't do that to the Vegas Raiders at home, maybe you were just leaving everything minor, and you're like, we're not going to use Harvey that much. We're not going to show you what we're going to do with Courtland Sutton. We're going to save that for the Chiefs because we think we can beat the Raiders with our C playbook. Maybe that's the case. I don't know if that's true. I don't know, but I know that the Chiefs beat the Raiders 31-0, and they still showed some stuff out there with Rashee Rice in his first game back.
But if you're Denver, do you have that ability to really not show anything and hold stuff back? I mean, Bo Nix was getting booed last night, and I know you guys were watching the game. The crowd reaction that Amazon kept showing, they had unbelievable crowd shots of how mad these fans were last night.
I loved it.
In Denver. It was fantastic, right? It was great. And Bo Nix says, if I've been booed before, I won't be the last time. That's fine. But your crowd is booing this guy, so they don't have the confidence that he can go out there and lead you back. If you get a 10-0 lead in this game on Sunday, you're going to beat the Denver Broncos because they don't have that ability to go out there from an offensive standpoint and chase points. So that's why it is imperative for the Chiefs to go out there and get that early lead, you know, against a team that we're playing in 12 days from now or whatever it is. But that's on the top of everybody's mind now. As we hit Friday and we just watched the Denver Broncos, I think a lot of people are walking around going, damn, man, that Jacksonville game really is going to F us at the end of the year.
Bad game by the Chiefs.
You know, it's really going to F us at the end of the year because there's nobody right now that is that good in the AFC or that good in the NFL that should be ripping the Chiefs from being into the postseason and being the top team in the AFC.
Well, root your ass off for David Mills this weekend.
I have a hard time doing that.
Okay. Well, they play the Jaguars at home.
I mean, like, that guy, Mills?
You should have heard my living room last night. There was a loud, fat, buzzed guy in the living room going, come on, Geno! See the pressure. That was me. I was rooting for the Raiders. Yeah. I knew they weren't going to win, but by God, me yelling at my TV was going to get them to win.
Felt better, though, doesn't it? I tell you, you feel like you got to say.
I knew they weren't going to win when they lined up a QB sneak on third down and two.
Two. Yeah, third and two.
Chip Kelly's an idiot. Like, he literally is the worst offensive coordinator in the league.
They did a tush push on third and two.
Which Kelly would you rather have?
None.
Chip or Brian?
None.
Jim.
There's no doubt. Yeah.
And you wouldn't even understand what Jim was saying to you, but it'd be better than what the other guys are saying to you.
That's fair. It's a good point.
I mean, Chip.
Gosh, Chip Kelly's an idiot. He's such an idiot. I just don't understand how he's playing with a kindergarten playbook, trying to think it works in the pro level. It just doesn't.
If I'm Tom Brady and I have the control I have in Vegas, I am going into Mark Davis's office and I'm saying, you have to clean it all out. You got to get rid of Geno. You got to get rid of Pete. You got to get rid of.
I wouldn't do all that.
I mean, they look worse than they looked last year.
Their defense has played at least somewhat decent.
Sure.
Somewhat decent. Not the best at all. But
you don't have it all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Offensive line.
No.
And you drafted a running back first over, or with your first overall pick.
He's a stud.
He should be.
But you don't have a quarterback.
You couldn't find 89 last night. What's his name? Michael Myers? Michael Mayer? He had more catches than Brock Bowers last night.
Well, Brock was also draped, but then he only had one wide open catch. But then Geno's not looking his way. I know. Geno needs to start looking.
Who's the backup quarterback in there?
Kenny Pickett.
That's right. He did play last night. That's right. He did go in last night.
I am looking forward to when Aiden O'Connell comes off the IR. I'm looking forward to it.
How do you know your life sucks as a sports fan? You're looking forward to Aiden O'Connell coming off of IR.
Hey, he beat the Chiefs.
Proven winner.
Yeah, beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, just think about that. You are so down as a Raider fan that you are excited for Aiden O'Connell coming off the injured reserve. Like, his mom isn't even excited for that.
He at least targets the priority guys that need to get the ball in their hands. I mean, he did it to Devonta Adams the entire time when he was there. Now he just needs to throw it to Brock Bowers or throw it to Ashton Gentry. Let them get the balls in their hands and let them work. Not doing that. Chip Kelly's an idiot.
Get bent.
Chip Kelly, Brian Kelly, all the Kellys.
Mix and five. They look good this year.
Don't they eat grass?
What?
They're the grass people, right? They eat grass? The Kellys?
Ooh, the Kellys?
Yeah. I don't know.
I know there's the Whitakers, but they're like a
the
weird
The Kellys?
Thing. That should be like a new series.
The Kellys eat grass?
Chip Kelly or Brian Kelly's eat grass?
Both.
I mean, honest to God, if I told you...
It seemed like Chip Kelly was smoking grass last night in Denver.
True. He was in Denver.
Third and two, tush push. I was like, what are we doing? I literally stopped. I was like... Watching the game, sitting there enjoying it.
Did he know it was third and two?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
And they went for it on fourth and two, and they didn't pick it up.
Yeah, he's been a disaster everywhere he's been, right? I mean, was he good at Oregon? He was good at Oregon, right?
Sure.
And then he left Oregon, and where did he go after that? Philly, the Eagles.
And they made sure he had an eating regimen for everybody on the team.
That's right. And he was a disaster ever since then.
He didn't change his accent, though.
No.
But was he at the 49ers at one point?
He was, yep. And people just continue to give that guy jobs, too. Why?
Great question, Bob.
And Brian Kelly's probably going to get a job somewhere, too. Now, he may have to go to, like, Hohokus Junior College or something like that. But, I mean, he's going to be – he'll get another head coaching job.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He should.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Kelly should.
Yeah.
Why?
From JUCO.
Oh, JUCO. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do it in any sort of importance of an organization.
No.
It is that time of the day. It is Friday towards the end of our show. When we come back, we give us our Richards of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
He's electric on the field. Now, Xavier Worthy is giving back off the field. Join him December 15th at the Intercontinental KC for Uncork for a Cause. Wine, food, and football fun benefiting the Worthy Ones Foundation. Get your tickets now at uncorkkc.com.
Oh!
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Definitely not that guy. Ben Heisler going to be in the show for Alex Gold today for a little bit here. He's out in the bullpen. Got to say hi to Biddy Heis. Got a nice Casey Current jacket on. Good to see the old guys coming in to the station. Serta yesterday, Heisler today. Don't forget, you got Josh Briscoe on that show today. They got the club, the fan club, where they have cocktails. Unfortunately, our show is too early to do that, so we have cocktails after the show.
That's right.
Immediately. Bob, your name's first on the Richards of the Week. Go ahead and do it.
Well, airline industry again, guys.
Shocker.
I mean, I can only imagine what the airports are like today. I'm sure everybody's on their best behavior with what's going on in air travel now in the United States of America. But this one comes from, let's see where the dateline is on this one. They don't really have it, but it says this. It was a real crappy landing. A Delta passenger is raising a stink after sitting next to a foul-smelling passenger who reportedly soiled themselves during a 5.5-hour trip from Florida to L.A. They detailed their odoriferous flight in a post taking off on Reddit. In the smelly story captioned 5.5-hour flight next to human biohazard, the poster said they initially thought the flight was smooth sailing as it was direct. However, the flyer realized that they were SOL when an older gentleman boarded with airline assistance and no companion and got seated right next to them, they wrote. The post reached out to Delta for more comments. Turns out he had some serious mobility issues, which meant I was effectively a window seat prison for 5.5 hours, the passenger recalled. Every breath was a gamble. The flight attendants kept checking on him and assessing the situation. Unfortunately, that was just the tip of the iceberg. On landing, the Redditor's seatmate immediately stood up against instructions, and that's when the true horror revealed itself. There was literal poop smears on the seat and on him. I had spent an entire cross-country flight marinating in that odor.
Marinating.
Look, I understand people have issues. I get it. If you're going to take a flight and you're going to sit there and poop yourself, you need to get help to get to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Or here's the hard truth. Sorry, maybe the flight's not the best thing for you. I don't care about your feelings at this point in time.
Maybe you need a colostomy bag.
Or maybe you need a colostomy bag.
I know it's embarrassing, but I mean, right. I think crapping your pants and marinating it is more embarrassing than having a bag that's holding itself.
But can you have a colostomy bag on an airplane because of the cabin pressure?
That's
a good question.
I don't know. They gave her 5,000 frequent flyer miles. 5,000 frequent flyer miles?
Is that a lot?
$50 basically is the value of that. No, that's nothing. I mean, and then they turn that plane around and they get rid of that seat. Like,
deep cleaning that thing would be torturous.
Because these planes turn in less than an hour. That thing was probably going back to Atlanta or someplace. Are you cleaning that seat or is somebody now sitting in that poop seat?
It's like, don't put your hands on the trays, you know?
So here's the thing. Like, I don't care that you want to fly. If you can't control your bowels, the airplane is not the spot for you. Tough. There are certain things in life that, sorry, not everybody can do. And if you can't control your bowels, you can't get on an airplane.
That's tough. That is.
And rough. Tough.
Yeah, and messy.
Could you imagine sitting next to somebody pooping themselves?
No. No, not a chance.
I might as well just join in on with the conversation with them, start pooping myself.
Two craps don't make it right.
That's exactly right.
My Richard of the Week comes from Florida.
Oh, shocker. Yeah. Airlines in Florida.
Right as rain. What came first, the chicken, the egg, or the Glock 45 is the article here. Police say a man got into an argument with three people outside the pub where he claimed were trying to con him. He raises chickens, and the dispute was about how many eggs chickens can lay, cops told WPTV news station. For some reason, the argument got heated, and Riera allegedly fired four shots from a 45 caliber Glock. Cops say Riera was paranoid and thought the folks were arguing with him were out to get him. He was mad that they were saying that the certain number of eggs per chicken was not accurate. Cops say everyone involved was drinking. And fortunately, no one was injured. The man is being held without bond as he faces multiple criminal charges, and two of the people he allegedly shot at ended up getting arrested during the police response. They were busted for resisting arrest. No word who is caring for Riera's chickens while he's in custody.
I mean, could you imagine? We've been in dumb bar fights before, right?
Like,
you've all had those dumb arguments at the bar that you got into because clearly there was too much alcohol involved. But to get to this,
I mean,
you're fighting over how many eggs the average chicken lays, and it brings to gunfire.
I mean, we got some serious issues.
Man, my chicken laid 6 eggs last week. No, it didn't. Mine only laid 4. You're wrong. Okay, well, here's my gun. I'm just going to start shooting everywhere. Right. The guy literally looks like the old prospector from Toy Story 2 with the overalls, red shirt, and just the beard. Richard of the Week is the guy arguing over chickens and eggs and then shooting the place up because he's angry and thinking people are out to get him. And then not only that, the other two guys that were getting shot at ended up getting arrested because they were resisting arrest. Yeah. What are we doing in Florida? Good God.
That could sum up anything. That's fantastic. I saw that story yesterday, too. I'm like, oh, this is a good one. He's fighting over how many eggs the average chicken can lay.
Seems reasonable to me. The guy wasn't trying to hear your chicken's eggs take. LOL. That is accurate. Chickens only have a set amount of eggs they can lay.
Well, I'm sure. I think it's one a day. Honest to God, I'm not trying to start a chicken or egg fight here, Dusty, but I think it's like, I think they lay one egg a day.
Somebody says, times to donuts. That argument started over the price of eggs.
Yeah.
Has those came down yet, the egg prices?
I don't know.
I saw them at Hy-Vee the other day, $1.99 a dozen. I bought 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're back, baby.
Yeah.
What are you, Gaston? You eat 3 dozen
eggs?
Well,
we were doing the tailgate, you know, so we were feeding like 12 people. And
makes sense.
So, yeah.
There you go.
My Richard of the Week is, I would say, as the MLB in a whole, especially for this week and the next week and the following week, is because I absolutely hate how they draw out the awards. I don't need a daily thing. I need to give me everything now. I don't want to wait until the 18th of November to figure out who the MVP is. We just found out, by the way, Dusty, Nick Kurtz is the Rookie of the Year of the American League, so yep. I'm expecting that steak dinner at some point.
Yeah, you can meet me at Longhorn and Lee Summit sometime in the next few months.
All right, sounds good. But I'll give me all the winners now. I'm getting absolutely sick and tired just waiting and waiting.
But that's how they stay involved. And keep the news cycle fresh. You're something different every day because they know their free agency period sucks and it's boring and it's a snooze fest. Free agency started yesterday. Have we had any? Did anybody know?
I mean, Andrew Kittredge went to the Orioles.
Did somebody like poke a GM with a stick and say, hey, sign somebody here?
I mean, honestly, today, Murakami got posted.
Yeah,
so,
it did get posted today. I did see that.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what do you think the winning bid is going to be?
Like the team?
Yeah.
Probably Boston. They need a third baseman. They got rid of Alex Bregman.
Yeah. But those are blind offers, though. That's the thing. Everybody submits an envelope, basically. It's really cool. And you write your team name on it, and the Japanese team that opens it, the biggest one, is awarded the rights. I mean, it's cool
Los
the way
Angeles
that
Dodgers.
They do it. I love the fact that it's by blind boxing, too. It's like, you're not give us your best offer. Give us your best offer. Whoever has the best offer gets the player. And then you negotiate a contract with the player. So you're paying for the rights to that player, and then you're paying for the player.
Heck, I'm still in camp of putting all the guys that are overseas or even down in the Mexican or Dominican leagues, put them all in the draft.
Well, there should be an international draft. I think that is something that they're going to probably talk about, you know, during this new collective bargaining agreement. But again, we got to
add that into the Rule 5.
Yeah, I'm not against an international draft at all.
No, I would love it.
Be fine.
I mean, I love the MLB, but my goodness, why I hate dragging everything out. Just give me all the winners now.
But then again, you're not relevant every day. Today's our Cy Young, tomorrow's our MVP.
But whenever they try to be relevant, it gets, demolished by, oh, NFL's going to do something. Oh, the NBA's going to do something. Yeah, that takes over all the news cycle.
Mm-hmm. That's just the way of life, though. I mean, it is. I mean, it is just the way it is. So, but no, I think, they can make news by having a fun free agency period like the NFL and the NBA do. I mean, that's what you have to do in free agency. People want the answers today. We don't want to say, well, we'll wait till February and see how the rosters are shaping up. Go sign people. Make fun.
Yeah. Had no idea we had a bunch of egg farmers on the text line.
Oh.
Not about how many they lay a day, because it's definitely more than one. It's about how many they can lay in a lifetime. Somebody says from the 913, both Richards of the Week from Bob and Dusty can be called Stinky Pete's.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Been to that bar before in Springfield. I think that's what it was called, Stinky Pete's.
I imagine it was probably Sneaky Pete's.
Been there. Don't remember much of it. Shout out to New Orleans. We know now why the chicken crossed the road.
Get the hell away from that bar. I mean, seriously.
Don't get shot.
I mean, God.
You get fried to eat, not fried by a bullet. Hey, don't be like the Florida guy. Be nice. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, even their weekend. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Enjoy the weather while you can. We'll be back Monday. And coming up next, it's Heisler, Cody, and Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a fun week in Kansas City.
Listen up. football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.